The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball back on your radio tonight. Phillies Mets, huge series. First pitch, 7:15. Ike and I will have leading off for you at 6.
Awesome.
Friggin' Jack isn't here. We're working overtime for you here. It's going to be 30 minutes of Around the Horn. I can name a lot of Mets. I just want to say that. I know the jokes sort of write themselves, but a lot around the horn tonight. A lot around the horn. I mentioned before the break. So
yes.
I want to say that I don't want to narrow this down, but I will say a big Philadelphia sports team executive. I was informed and gained confirmation that this Philadelphia sports team executive goes to the restroom, uses the urinal, and does not wash his hands.
Huh?
Yes. And it's not just a one-off. I thought it might be a one-off. I did some investigating. Apparently, this person usually doesn't wash their hands while using the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Philadelphia executive, Philadelphia sports team
wow.
executive.
Hold on.
Yes.
I got so many questions.
And
here.
I did some digging.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
God.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yes.
I was given a tip from a podcast listener who showed me his source, which seemed like a very reasonable source to me. And then I gained some confirmation earlier today from someone else who has other sources that also confirm that this person does not wash their hands when they use the urinal, a Philadelphia sports executive.
So we're obviously not going to say who it is.
I'm not going to say who
yes.
it is.
I mean, we're not even giving hints.
I'm not going to give a hint.
Okay.
I will say this. I'm going to let the union off the hook. And I will say it is one of the four major teams.
Okay, that was the only thing I would have asked. I'll say, is it one of the big four?
It is one of the in no particular order, in one of the, I'll just go alphabetical order, Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, Sixers. It is one of those. Does not wash their hands. Now.
It's got to be a damn Philly.
I don't know. And here's the other thing I learned. Here's the other thing I learned.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if this changes at all.
Mm-hmm.
This person apparently carries around their own little bottle of
hand sanitizer.
Huh. Now, does not the people in the bathroom did not see the hand sanitizer used, but the excuse given is that this person walks around with their own hand sanitizer. So
he's not washing his hands with soap and water. He's just using the
that's what they say. But to me, washing the hands is as much about a respect of those around you and the people that are in the restroom
right.
seeing you leave without washing your hands.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree, because I've been in bathrooms with other people, and
yes.
when you see people leave out of there without washing your hands, now I'm the type of person that I'll even say, damn, you ain't going to wash your hands, bro?
Oh, you call them out?
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't know the person?
Yeah. What are they going to do to me? I mean, you can wash your hands and catch a two-piece. Right, you can run up on me and then you'd be in trouble.
Right.
So, now granted, I pick and choose my opponents correctly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, not a 6'5", 280-pound guy.
Yeah, you wouldn't pick Big Dom.
Right, yes. I wouldn't say anything.
I'm not saying it's not Big Dom. It's not Big Dom. I just want to be very clear. It's not Big Dom. I know with his promotion, he would count as executive now. It is not Big Dom. I just want to get that out of the way.
Get that out of the way.
It's not Big Dom. I was just saying him as a big person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, somebody leaving a bathroom without washing their hands. Yeah. I'd be like, damn, man, you ain't going to wash your hands?
Yeah. It's just as a matter of respect.
Yeah.
And then you have to start thinking to yourself.
Yeah, we did Fritz.
To this day.
Yes.
And he, by the way, he's still only...
Still only water. I don't think it's soap.
Only water. And I really think he just wants the water to come out of the faucet so
yes.
he can hear it.
Yes.
I think there's a chance he doesn't even put his hand in the water. but this is the question that I was wondering about this Philadelphia sports executive is if he is not washing his hands
yeah.
after number one...
Oh, God.
Then if he's committed to the hand sanitizer, then one would assume that even if he went into the stall and went number two, he would also not wash his hands.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know you're sanitizing. Unless you are walking up to everyone in that bathroom and saying, I'm using hand sanitizer, just do us the respect of washing your hands and then use the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Put some soap on there.
Yeah. What's your problem with using water and soap?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
An executive, huh?
An executive. Not a coach, an executive. So I want to get all of the coaches off the, but it's an executive. And I did some digging, and I am pretty confident in what I'm saying. All right?
Yep.
All right. 215.
Make me sick.
I'm trying to figure out how do we address him. Yeah, but we can't.
Well, I could tell you off air.
You had to tell me off the air, yes.
I will tell you off air.
Okay.
DeRozio is dying to know who it is.
I have my suspicions of who it could be.
I got guess. I'm going to wait till I'm off the air to give you my guess.
I don't want to air.
Do you want to make it? And I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay.
Would you like to make your on-air guess as to
who
it is?
I have two.
And I just want to be clear to everybody listening.
We're walking a tightrope.
Yeah. Here's what I'm saying.
You're going to get my real opinion on people in a second.
No, here's what I'm saying. I want to be clear. I am not going to confirm or deny. So no matter what Justin says, right or wrong, I will not confirm or deny. All I'll say is, that's interesting that you think that. That will be my only reaction to
it. So my first thought was it could be Howie because he seems to me like he's a germ thing. He doesn't want to touch the public, the public sinks. But I've moved on from Howie. The fact that you've leaned into it and did some research leads me to believe that it's that slob Daryl Morey.
That is interesting that you think that.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Do you want to guess? And I'll say that's interesting that you think that.
Well, I said either a Phillies or a Sixer.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking it's got to be a lot of games.
Yep.
So that's why I kind of erased the Eagles from it because you only get eight or nine home games.
And if it's a recent thing, it would be someone who's active.
I'm not
right
saying
now.
It's recent or not recent.
Okay. Okay.
But
it is.
I'm not saying it's recent or not recent.
Yeah. I am not going to throw names out
okay.
there.
Okay, no. All right.
Because unlike Justin, I actually see these people at times.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, I actually see these
people. I don't
got
to worry about
times.
Running into Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
No, you do not.
Not even at the crumble cookie?
No, not even. Well, you might run into a crumble cookie. Yeah, I don't know. Again, that's interesting that you think that. That is my response. I want to be clear, that was not a confirmation or a denial.
Okay.
Okay. 215-592-9494. You know, guy always washes his hands. That's the car czar, John Ashton. 100% of the time. In fact, the bathrooms at the new Colonial Hyundai showroom are beautiful. There has simply never been a better time to go to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown to get a brand new Hyundai. All of the different things that the car czar is doing to make it faster, easier, and better. 20% off every new Hyundai in stock. 20% off. That's a lot of money off. That is a good reason to head over to Colonial right now. And they're not pulling some funny business where they say, you know, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock and then there's nothing in stock. No, tons of brand new Hyundais on the lot, over 300. How about here's another reason, financing. You get better financing at Colonial than anywhere else. 0% on a new Hyundai right now at Colonial. You think it's impossible? Not impossible. They're also going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in right now at Colonial. And you know, every brand new Hyundai from Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And this month, in August, you will get donated to the Brandywine Valley SPCA, $100 for every vehicle sold from Colonial to the Brandywine Valley SPCA. So you're helping out some homeless pets. Run, race over to Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or online, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See website for details. 215-592-9494. Troy in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Bike tonight. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Troy?
What up, Troy?
Yo, man, y'all cracked me up today, man, with this show. Listen.
Well, Spike's off the chain today, yeah. Spike's on another one today.
Let me tell you something, Spike, and I can vouch for this, man. What you just said about going to the bathroom and not washing your hands, you know that's a non-UPS thing. A lot of non-UPS, you got to break it down to what I'm talking about when I say non-UPS. A lot of non-UPS guys don't wash their hands. And UPS guys like us call them out all the time. I say it all the time. Yo, man, you don't wash your hands, bro? You know what I mean? They just leave, and then they go shake somebody's hand. They do the same thing. They dig up their nose, and they do the same thing, bro. I'm telling you, it's disgusting. I can spend forever on it. But what I learned today also was Spike, you the little spoon, and your wife is the big spoon.
No, no, it's not true.
You get the little teaspoon, and you said the wife used the regular size spoon.
Oh, but so yes. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, I want to be clear.
She's holding you. She's holding you at night.
No, I want to be real clear, Troy. She uses ahead, a small brother. Spoon. I use the big spoon. Not only do I use the big spoon, and she can tell you this. For
oh, God.
When we got married, I said I wanted a giant spoon to eat cereal with, and I have a giant serving spoon. So don't you accuse me of being
the little spoon.
The contents of the spoon.
Yeah. I hope y'all rack that, man. That's hilarious. Listen, before I get on to my Eagles question, with this Joe the camera and Sprint thing tomorrow, y'all was talking about it's going to be short, right? And you also want to make it fair. Why don't you have them race different times? Like, when somebody race first, time that person, and then race the other person next and time them. That way it's a little bit longer.
Well, so I suggested this. And the problem is, first of all, it's less dramatic if they're not running at the same time. I think for entertainment purposes, it's way better if they're running at the same time. The second thing is, if we're timing it, there is opportunity for funny business. So I think
somebody would know what's going on.
Well, no, I mean, like then we're counting on somebody to hit the button the exact right time. I think
I
agree with you. I understand where you're coming from, but I think we need to see them racing each other, you know, for entertainment, you know?
Okay. I got you. My Eagles question is this, man, you know, we are a little over a week away from the game opener, the season opener. Who are you guys worried about the most with his injury? Is it not, I'm gonna say who I am, and y'all tell me what y'all think. I think it's Smitty. I think he's the one that's the most.
Smitty?
I'm most worried about. Yeah, Smitty not coming back from injury on time. Everybody else, I think we could do without for a couple of weeks.
So did Smitty have a hamstring or?
Yeah, he's got a hammy. So yeah. I mean, I don't know how long it's gonna last. They saying it's not gonna be long, but you never know with these things. You know what I mean?
It's hard for me to keep up with the practices, but he didn't practice. Didn't he practice last week?
No, remember, because we were going to talk to him the day we went to camp.
Oh, you're
and
right.
Remember, we didn't because of the injury.
Right. Yep.
So Smitty has a hamstring. AJ has a hamstring.
Yeah. But we saw AJ before the game, though. We saw him warming up.
He was warming up. Yeah.
He looked pretty full speed to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be worried about not having, but I'd be more worried about not having AJ Brown. No offense,
yeah,
to Devontae Smith.
I could do without the divaism for a little bit. You know what I mean? I love AJ to death, but I could do without the
diva. Ah, you're out of a diva, okay?
Hey, I'm just saying, man. Hey. Listen, for your question about the best housewarming gift,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what I did, man. This knocks down so many pins with one roll. You get them a gift voucher or a dinner voucher for a local restaurant where they live at. That way, because they're not going to have time to eat, cook. Plus, they get out the house.
Yeah.
And they get to check out local spots and see what they like in the territory. You know what I mean?
That's a good one, Troy.
That's a good one.
I love you guys, man. I'll see y'all tomorrow, man.
All right, Troy. Thank you.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Now, just real quick, Ike and I'm not going to say who. Ike and I did receive a text message confirming my investigation.
What do you mean confirming your investigation? Just like that it was done?
That there is a Philadelphia sports executive that does not wash their hands after using the urinal.
Okay.
That's the only information I'm going to give out, but we did receive confirmation via text message.
Yep.
So if all that confirms is that someone doesn't do it. It's not just me. We do have independent confirmation here. You remember Tyler Phillips, right?
I do.
So we had Tyler Phillips on the show. Tyler Phillips was
he's our Bishop Eustace guy, right?
Yep. Yeah. And we nicknamed him Kill Mode because he said he was in Kill Mode on the air. He was actually really good on the air. He had a couple of really good starts from the Phillies.
He had a good 2-week run there, man.
He did. And then it all fell apart. He's pitching for the Marlins now. He's a relief pitcher. He's pitching pretty well. I mean, his ERA is right around 3.
Okay.
He's not striking out a lot of guys. He allows a bunch of hits, but he closed the game yesterday for the Marlins, and he did an interview after the game with the Marlins, field guy or whatever. Tyler Phillips seemed kind of intense when he was here. This is the most intense post game interview I've ever heard.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Tyler, you threw 32 pitches yesterday. When did you know you were going in tonight?
When they called down.
And you were ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. They called down, I'm pissed off, I'm ready to go.
Why do you get so pissed off?
I don't like hitters.
How did you get through that 9th?
Throw the ball over the plate.
How long does it take you to cool down after a win?
I never cool down.
and the slapping. What was the level of slapping when you came on?
Pretty hard. My face is hot. Yeah.
How important was it for your team to get this win today?
It's big. I mean, everyone's big. It doesn't matter what the record is. Everyone's big. That's what we're here for. It's to try to win the game.
What has this organization helped you unlock for your career this year?
I think just be yourself. Go out there. Do what's you. Whatever's going to make you successful, that's what you do. And this team, I see it. We're a lot of young guys, and when you play for each other, have some fun with it, that's what you got to do.
Great win. You're scaring me. Go to the clubhouse. Thank you very much.
So,
sideline reporter was honest.
Yeah. So what he said there about his face was hot is, yeah, if you watch the video, when first of all, they gave him like a whole intro. They turned the lights off, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, everybody's doing it.
He slapped his own face 3 or 4 times after he came out
like
of the
Saquon.
Bullpen.
Yep. Remember Saquon scored against the Rams?
Yes.
He was slapping himself.
Slapping his helmet.
Yeah.
But Tyler Phillips was slapping his own face really hard.
Yeah.
That was a psychotic interview. I don't like hitters. I was pissed off.
Yeah, we didn't get that Tyler.
No. He's a psycho now. And we did get the other Philly stuff. We did get a message from Zach Wheeler afterwards. We got the news this
weekend.
Shout out
to Zach.
Shout out to Zach Wheeler. Yeah. We got the news that he's done for the season. I think we all pretty much thought that was going to happen. But he said Zach Wheeler posted this on his Instagram, which, you know, it's nice because you don't get a lot of emotion out of Zach Wheeler generally.
Yeah.
He said, "Thank you for all the support this season. It means the world to me and my family. As many of you know, I'll be having surgery in the coming weeks, which means I'll miss the rest of the 2025 season. It's tough news, but I'm so grateful for all the love and well wishes I've already received. I'm locked in on the work ahead, and I can't wait to be back in 2026, ready to give everything I've got for this team and this city. Thanks for riding with us through it all, Zach Wheeler." So he has to have that thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. There's a few different versions of it, but the thing that I think is most likely, based on everything I've read, is the one where they remove the top rib there, and it gives like the veins and the vessels in there more space, because when most of what your arm is doing is over your head, it's sort of compacting that area, which is what causes the blood clot, I guess. So 6 to 8 months is the timeline they gave, which would have him ready, you know,
by the start of next year?
By the start of next year, you know, anywhere from February to April, depending on how many months it is.
And they're going to take their time with him.
Of course.
They're not going to rush him back.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a lot of guys, there have been a lot of examples of baseball pitchers come back and get the surgery and return. Josh Beckett got it through a no-hitter the next year. Mm-hmm. Matt Harvey had trouble afterwards. Depending on the pitcher, a lot of them seem to come back and are as effective as when they left. And you would hope that the problem that it's resolving will create sort of relief for him. But who knows how long this was going on, you know, that he had that compression.
Yeah, and I wonder if it ultimately changes his outlook on how he wants to finish his career.
Oh, maybe we get more time out of him.
Maybe.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's losing this year, you know. I think that the struggle here with him and more time is, I mean, I hope baseball and the players are
season,
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have a new CBA, a potential lockout coming in 27.
There's no doubt we're headed for a lockout. Those dudes, they love the lockout.
The players.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, baseball, I'm just saying in general, they always go to the lockout.
Well, and they have a...
They never get it done before.
Well, they have the... You have to give the players credit in that it's hard to cheer for, you know, I'm making $50 million, whatever.
Yeah.
But they have a union that is very strong. They have a very strong union.
Unlike the NFL union.
Yes. who you can have a public report come out and say, they did, what's the word I'm
they
looking
colluded.
For? They did collusion. And everybody's like, well, whatever. When do we show up for camp? You know?
Right.
Yeah. So I just hope we don't lose the whole season.
The whole season, yes.
You know? I mean, it'll get ugly. They'll fight about it. It'll be weird, like the last time it happened.
Yeah.
But hopefully we get a full season up.
It certainly is going to get shortened.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one thing I'll tell you, billionaires can't stand to lose money.
No.
And millionaires can't stand to lose money.
Yes.
So I would imagine they will get it together sooner rather than later.
Eventually.
But it usually goes into the lockout. They don't usually do it
before the lockout.
They don't get a deal done before the lockout.
That seems unlikely.
Yeah.
You know, given the fight.
Because basically, given what happened when Manfred was in the clubhouse. Yeah.
Coming up next is the top 5-5. Jack isn't here. We have given Justin the go-ahead to do the top 5-5. Justin, what do we have coming up? What do we have to look forward to?
You have to look forward to the top 5 things that Jerry Jones has said in the last calendar year.
Okay. All right. A little audio.
Okay.
All right.
You don't like that idea?
No, I like it.
Okay.
I'll let you know afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. It certainly isn't, what did Fran do, the top 5 black people?
Black athletes, yeah.
Yeah.
He just took Chase Utley off the list.
Right.
No, he said the top black athletes of his time.
His lifetime. Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was Black History Month.
Yeah, and didn't he pick guys that he hadn't even watched?
Oh, my God, that was the worst day.
Yeah.
That was the worst and best day.
Yeah. So top 5-5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.